You are no longer muted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 14th of December, 5:31 in the evening. And this is a continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting relative COVID-19. May I please have a motion to proceed?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Since our last meeting on the 2nd, we have had another executive directive from the governor. Let's just go over a few things before we go ahead and discuss the points in that document. 28449, Curry Beach. In the last 12 days, we have gone from 29 cases to 34 cases. So that is 5 new active cases in the last 12 days.
It's 1/7.
That is the most significant leap for our town. 28428 went from 173 cases 12 days ago to 193 cases. That's a 20 case increase. So essentially there's 25 new cases in the last 2 weeks, and that is a significant increase for this area. Not near consistent with the other numbers, however, it is above what we have all been witnessing in the past. And 28412 across the bridge went from 1,074 cases to 1,245 cases. It is not the time to let down our guard. New Hanover County, we went from 60 deaths to 68 deaths. The number of cases went from 7,161 to 8,204. We picked up 1,100 new cases in the county. And a percent positive went from around 7.1% to 11.6%, as far as I can see. That's another sign that is not good news. For the state of North Carolina, new cases, 4,770. The total number of cases went from 371 to 441. The presumed recovered went from 316,000 to 365,000. But the hospitalizations went up from 2,039 to 2,553, approximately 500 new hospitalizations. Our state deaths went from 5,366 12 days ago to 5,855. So that's approximately 200 a day. On top of that, we, fortunately, are still a yellow county, as I checked the county alert system today, but we are surrounded now by orange counties. And on the other end of those orange counties is the surrounding of red counties. So this is not good news, and it's not good news for us to go into the holiday season with. I would beg all of you to follow the guidance and do the things you've been doing, and protect your loved ones. The county, David, I'm going to ask you if you have numbers in a moment or so.
Yes,
but the county has said that the health officials are urging residents to continue protective measures to slow the spread of the virus. The virus is serious. We implore everyone to make their holiday plans with your family and others in mind. I guess that goes to Charles Kingsley's statement where every man has two freedoms, the freedom to do what he wants and the freedom to do what is right. The initial supply will go directly, I'm talking now about the vaccine supply. The initial supply of the vaccines, which are due within the next few days, will go directly to the hospital for administration to their frontline healthcare workers caring for the COVID patients. Subsequent deliveries of the vaccine in the first phase will be administered to the first responders, long-term care, and congregate living staff and residents. And then people with two or more chronic health conditions indicating high risk of complications from COVID-19. They expect it will take up to 9 months to fully deploy the vaccine. The vaccination is likely will occur in two doses, not likely, but it will occur in two doses depending on the one you get, and 21 to 28 days apart. And there will be notifications if you get one that you need to get, be ready to get the other and when your appointment would be. Residents can learn more about COVID-19 vaccination planning and the four phases of distribution locally at health.nhcgov.com, coronavirus. That was put up by the new Hanover County Alert System. A lot to consider. Now, David, I don't know if you have any local measurements on the hospital.
So just talking about New Hanover Regional Medical Center, to remind everyone, New Hanover Regional Medical Center serves the 7-county region. Total number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized to date, and that means during this whole process, 946 that have died while hospitalized, 129. And the average daily number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized this week was 47. The hospital still is showing all green on their metrics, but they're trending in the wrong direction. So there are concerns. And I think the hospital would echo what the mayor said and what the governor said is we need to limit the exposure so we limit the loading on the hospital. So that for all of us, for any reason, if you have a heart attack, if you have an accident, the hospital's there. Because remember the strategy the entire time is still the same. This is the same strategy. The reason it's ramping back up is because the strategy is starting to fall apart a little bit, is that we will make sure that the hospital is there for anyone that needs it for any reason. And therefore, the actions that have been taken and are continuing to be taken are because there's concerns that we're going in a direction that would make that not be there. So I think from the county, from the governor, from the mayor, you should be taking actions to minimize your exposure so that you do not get COVID-19 and then take a slot in the hospital that could impact someone else that has nothing to do with COVID-19, whether it's a car accident, whether it's a heart attack, whether it's a cancer treatment. And so even if, whatever you believe about COVID-19, if you don't minimize that load to the hospital, it could impact someone adversely. It may not be a COVID-19 issue. It could be a heart attack person. It could be an accident person. So that's why you're seeing all the actions that you're seeing across the country is there are concerns. We're in a good place right now with our hospital, but there are concerns across the country where hospitals are being pushed to capacity and past capacity and starting to do unusual things to satisfy everyone's need for good health care. So that's where we are now.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The only other thing I guess that I would encourage is we're going to talk for a moment about 181, Executive Order 181, and face coverings. There's a lot being said about face coverings, and not every place has the staff that they will be able to enforce some of these activities. I would encourage you, from my personal perspective, if you cross individuals you don't know that don't have on their masks, walk the other way. You don't need to challenge anybody, walk the other way. Get yourself away from them. Page 10, section 2, face coverings. Chief, I guess we'll need you in here because as we hear what's going on with these things, I mean, I am not of a position that we really have an ability to enforce some of these. However, this is what the governor is talking about. Face coverings required in public places. The undersigned, the governor, enacts the following restrictions on the movement of people in public places and restriction of the operation of offices, businesses, schools, and other places where people may travel or congregate. Any place outside the home, including but not limited to businesses, schools, and other establishments and spaces, face coverings must be worn indoors if anyone else is in that space who is not a member of the same household. It's pretty clear. Face coverings must be worn outdoors if it is not possible to consistently be physically more than 6 feet from a non-household member. So the 6 foot rule applies outside. These requirements shall apply to all people at least 5 years old, unless an exception applies. These requirements are recommended for all people over the age of two. Recommended for over the age of two, but not required up until about five. There are restrictions for uses, but it goes into using masks, face coverings, and enforcement. And the encouragement here on page 12, if a person does not wear a face covering in a situation where a face covering is required under this executive order, and if an exception to the face covering requirement does not apply, law enforcement officers may cite the people who failed to wear the face coverings as required by executive order, and or law enforcement officers may cite a business or organization that failed to enforce the requirement to wear face coverings. So that is where we are, gentlemen. There are some towns that have passed some ordinances that require this type of action. The key word in my mind here is may, not will or should, but may. I guess we should open this for discussion. I'm all ears, guys.
What are we discussing? I don't recommend any additional requirements other than what the governor has, and I don't really recommend that we direct our police to actively seek out enforcing this policy. Our citizens know what they need to do, and I think they should be treated as adults to do the right thing.
I would have a question, Counselor.
Yes, sir. I'm all ears.
If we do not have an ordinance, but we run into a specific individual who is less than cordial, combative, possibly, can we take action again with this order without an ordinance, or do we need a public or a local ordinance?
You can only do during this state of emergency what's in your declaration. So if you intend to enforce something, you need it. And the manner in which it's going to be enforced, you need to amend the declaration to put it in there. You can amend it any time. The only really requirement is that it eventually gets published. Does that address your question?
I believe it did. Does anybody else have any questions relative to that? Or any questions for the counselor's response?
And of course, your enforcement can be one of two things. You've incorporated the governor's order, and in that order, enforcement is a criminal matter. Alternatively, several quick points. You can be stricter if you want. We heard Councilman Hagler on that. You can only do what's in the declaration, and your current declaration does order law enforcement to enforce the order. And you've also incorporated the governor's order, which is a criminal matter. So if you're going to do anything different on enforcement, you would consider either a stricter criminal penalty, but more to the point, establishing civil penalties for violating them. And again, to do that, you have to amend the ordinance, which under the state of emergency and the Emergency Management Act, there's no other procedure required. You would just vote on the amendment.
Okay, so if I could just say that back, my understanding is that under the state of emergency and the order of the governor, we may cite someone if it proves beneficial to do that.
Under the governor, I would word it differently, Mayor. Under the governor's order, enforcement is realized through criminal citations for misdemeanor charges.
Okay. You always say it much better.
Well, we each have our different skill sets.
Yes. Okay, any other questions for the counselor on this point?
No.
Thank you, counselor.
Thank you, Mayor.
Well, David has spoken. Where are you, gentlemen? Alan?
We need to do what's in the governor's order. If we can do it as we said, I'd be in favor of that.
John?
I am not for making it more restrictive than what the governor has said.
Okay.
I'm not either.
Okay, so we're not looking for anything more restrictive. We're not going to pass an ordinance that is going to require the police department to take action. Mike, you may take action if you care to, under circumstances which I guess will be germane to the actual event. But we'll take it from there.
So I don't like that either. So, Chief, what exactly guidance would you like from council on this issue, right? So the governor's issued an order, the council has supported his order, and your only option right now in dealing with this issue is a criminal citation. Is that right, Counselor and
yes.
Chief, as you understand the situation? Yep, got
that
thumbs up. So my question to you as the Chief is, what guidance do you want from council on this issue? Because it seems like we're leaving it kind of hanging, and I don't like that either, right?
Well, most people so far have been really, well, most have been cordial, some have been ugly about it, but we haven't had any real big issues. We always have the option of, if they're in a business, they can leave, if not, trespassing. So we do still have that option. And we have the option to give them a verbal warning as well. Most people do comply if
right.
we have to deal with it. So,
have you, from your officers, have you reported any problems at all or the businesses?
None.
And are the businesses, since we changed at the last meeting, have the businesses all come into compliance as far as we know? I've been out of town, so I haven't seen, but...
I had one business call me and ask me about the paperwork that I guess was taken to their business.
Right.
They got it, and they said, we can't do any more than what we're already doing. I said, you're doing fine. Keep doing what you're doing. We hadn't had any complaints out of any of those restaurants, to my knowledge.
Okay.
Just told him to keep doing what he's doing, and that's how he's going about it.
So I guess the guy... I just want to make sure we've given you good guidance so you can give your officers, right? Because when they get the call at 3 in the afternoon, we need to be very consistent, right? Because what I don't want to... Two different issues that I don't want to happen. One is your officers are doing it all different. And then someone feels they were persecuted for whatever reason, and then it comes out that we're doing different stuff. So you need very clear guidance. So it's the same with everybody, right? Because... There are people out in the world right now looking for something to fight with people about, and I don't want Curie Beach to be the one that they get to fight. They can find somewhere else, easier target. So one is consistent guidance to all your officers, right? And that's on you. Mm-hmm. Our job is to give you what you need so you can do that. So do you feel you have that?
Yes.
And if you don't, you need to tell council that, right? So if you need a resolution, if you need to poll council afterwards or whatever, as you're working with the officers, make sure all of your officers understand we're doing it this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 11 at night and at 4 in the morning, it's the same, right? To everybody, right? There's no, well, this person is a problem, so I'm going to pick on him about the mask, but this is a good guy. We can't have any of that because people are looking for it right now. We just don't need it, right? So that's what I'm concerned about. But if you feel comfortable, then I'm good. Let council off the hook then.
Okay, Chief. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, David. John, I want to thank you for getting those signs out to all the businesses. I've seen them up at a few. I haven't had a chance to go to the motels or whatever. Did you get any feedback from any of them as you...
Everyone that I gave the sign to and talked to them personally about what this meant and tried to relay the fact that you can fall back on the town and say, you know, the town has said this is their sign if you need that power behind it. And everybody was positive. Every single one appreciated it. And to my knowledge, everybody that's got one that I've gone back by has it somewhere displayed on the front of their store.
Okay. Thank you for doing that, John. Thank you for that personal delivery of those of that sign. I don't have any more to add to this evening's discussion on this particular point. I don't know if any of the rest of you have anything you want to bring up relative to COVID.
No. Other than we have something on the agenda about COVID with the employees in the, tonight's meeting, but nothing for this meeting.
So how many people? How many people are on the call?
12.
We have a few minutes before we start the regular town council meeting, so I'll open it up for questions, if anyone has questions.
Star 6.
Yeah, star 6 if you are trying to call and ask a question.
Make a motion that we continue this emergency meeting a half an hour prior to the next county council.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. We will conclude this portion of the meeting.